I keep my sunny side up, sunny side. Welcome back to Strength 101, guys, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest forms so that you can get the results that you want. If you're wondering, what was that delicious tune that I was just humming? That is Sunny Side Up by The Surfaces. I'm obsessed with that song right now, and the staff is sick of me playing it, but you should check it out because it's good vibes. It's all about making breakfast and having a good life. So if you want some good vibes in your day, you should go check that out. So today, we're back with a solo session. It's me. It's Nick. We're going to talk about what should you be doing first in your workouts, cardio or weight training? And I think the answer might surprise you. But before we get into that, I want to give a couple shout outs to some members in our gym that have been doing some awesome stuff. Quick shout outs. First one to Nicole V. She recently completed our body composition program. She lost 19 pounds in 8 weeks. She freaking crushed it. She looks entirely different. Congratulations, Nicole. That is tough stuff. She's got children. She's got a job. She's got all these things going on, and she still found time to prioritize herself following the body composition program. I also want to shout out a couple super strong members of our gym. We recently had a max out day, and on the women's side, it was super impressive. So we use all kettlebells at our gym currently because we're in a small space and we can do everything with kettlebells. And Emily E and Chris J both did one rep maxes with double 70s. 70-pound kettlebell in each hand on a bench press, did one rep. It was super impressive. I didn't think that we'd ever see people pick up those weights, and they just absolutely crushed it. So it's very exciting to see where everybody will be if they continue to train the way we want them to train. So today, we're going to talk about whether you should be doing your cardio first or your weight training first. And I think a lot of people have this question. It's pretty common. But the answer is it really depends on your goals. So the short answer is, if your goal is to improve your cardio or your endurance or the skill of doing something like the rower or running or biking, whatever that is, whatever you're into, and your weightlifting is just supplementing that, meaning like maybe I'm an endurance runner or a 5K runner or a 10K runner, and I really care about improving my 5K or 10K time, and I lift weights to help with my running performance, then you should always prioritize your cardio, your running, your endurance work before you do your weight training. Think of it as supplementary to that. Now, if your goal is to improve strength or muscle mass, you should definitely be doing your weight training first. Now, this is for if you're doing this all in the same workout. It's also for if you're doing multiple sessions a day. So somebody who maybe runs during one part of the day and then weight trains during another part of the day, you should always prioritize the thing that is most important to you to improve. And we like the dinner plate analogy for this. So, you know, if I'm sitting down to dinner, the reason that we don't give our kids ice cream to start out is because they're going to get full off the ice cream. And then when it's time to eat the steak, they're not going to eat the steak, and they need that damn protein. And so you're always going to feed them their steak first before you give them their potatoes, before you give them their ice cream. And you want to think about your training the same way. I want to make sure that I know exactly what my main dish is, which means I know exactly what I want to improve more. And it's easy to say, I just want to improve everything. But that's going to be a really quick way for you to be frustrated with your results. Pick the one thing that you want to improve the most and prioritize that in your training. So, eat your main dish first, then eat your sides. And the reason for this is because everybody right now operates off of a training budget. And we could think of this on a weekly basis. We can think of this on a daily basis. But you only have so much energy when you walk into the gym. And you have to make sure that you're budgeting where that energy goes. You can't just divide it amongst all things. Or like I said, you're going to see low results. And when you see low results, your motivation is just going to go out the window if you're not seeing the progress that you want to see. There's only a certain amount of training that you can do in a week or in a day before you are above your recoverable limit or before you're just doing work that is not actually stimulative to make a change. And what I mean by that is there's always an intensity threshold that you have to go over in order to improve performance. And this works for both the examples that we were just using. I'm a 10K runner and I really want to improve my 10K. Well, you can't just always train at low intensity thresholds. In order to improve your speed or improve your endurance, you kind of have to push those limits, right? We kind of intuitively know this. Same thing for weight training. If I want to improve my strength, if I want to improve my muscle mass, I can't just go into the gym and push around light weights and expect those things to get better. We use the example all the time that there are people all over the nation right now, and hopefully this isn't you, but if it is you, this should be a wake-up call, that have been going into the gym for the last 20 years. Everybody knows this guy. It's kind of the guy you always see at the gym, and they never look like they're changing. that goes in, they sit down on the bench press machine or any lift that they're doing, and they knock out 3 sets of 10 when they really could have done 15 reps with that weight, but they always stop because either that's what they always do, or they just don't want to get themselves in trouble, or they just don't like the pain of having to push more reps or heavier weight. That is a recipe for doing a lot of exercising, but not actually training to improve anything. And so we want to make sure that we're not doing that. And so if we're talking about weight training, to get over that intensity threshold, we always recommend this concept of progressive overload. You want to progress in either heavier weights or more reps with moderately heavy weights over time if you're going to increase strength or muscle mass. Now, if I spend 30 minutes on the treadmill prior to going over and doing my leg workout or even my shoulder workout, really whatever weightlifting workout, I am probably coming in pre-fatigued. I've used up some of the carbs that are stored in my body. Just generally, I'm a little bit more tired. Maybe I'm less motivated. And it really depends on how hard you push that 30 minutes on a treadmill or 30 minutes on a run. But no matter what, you are going to come in more fatigued than if you just did a light 5 to 10 minute warm-up, did some mobility work, and then you get straight into your weightlifting. And so what's going to happen is if you come in already pre-fatigued, that being the energy that's available in your body, and maybe even your central nervous system is already fatigued, you're just not going to be able to perform as highly. And if you want to improve strength and muscle mass, the equation on any given lift on any given day is I want to perform highly and then rest. I'm resting long enough to come back and perform highly again, and then I rest. And then I'm going to perform highly again. And I'm going to repeat that process as many times as I can, keeping my weights or reps at a high enough threshold that I'm actually making improvement. So what that means is if I'm sitting down for 3 sets of bench press, I need to make sure that that first set, let's say I did choose 10 reps, hopefully I got my loading correctly so that when I get to set or when I get to rep 10 on that first set, I'm struggling a little bit. You know, that 10th rep shouldn't go up easy. It should feel like maybe I could have done 11, maybe I could have done 12, but 10 was definitely a struggle. That's what we consider a high performance. And then I need to rest long enough. If I rest too short, then I'm going to jump right back in there and maybe I'm only going to get 5 reps or I'm going to have to decrease the weight so significantly to get my 10 reps that I'm just not getting the same stimulus on the muscles. And so I want to rest long enough and I want to go back in. I want to try to repeat that performance. And maybe if I come down 1 or 2 reps, that's okay. Or maybe if I have to take 10 pounds off the bar, that's okay. But if I come in pre-fatigued from doing cardio before that, maybe I'm fine on that first set, but then eventually I'm going to peter out. Maybe it's on the third set of my first lift. Maybe it's on my third lift. Eventually, I'm going to get to a point where I just, from a global fatigue standpoint, a general fatigue, I am no longer able to push as heavy as I need to go. And then my training just becomes unproductive. And, you know, we see this in the gym all the time. We do classes here that are strength training based, and we try to keep all of our effective work under 45 minutes because, frankly, unless you're on steroids or you're on some type of really specific program where you're taking really long rest times, you are getting most of your productive work done in 45 minutes. And the studies show this. The effectiveness of your training decreases significantly after about 45 minutes to an hour. And so you just want to see it as quality work is what improves performance. And this is both on the weight training side and on the cardio side. Now, like we talked about on the flip side, if I want to improve my 10K time and I'm going out and I'm doing a long run, well, maybe I'm going to go for endurance today. I'm going to go for a long run. And normally I can go for about 30 minutes on a long run. And maybe it's longer than that with a 10K. I'm not much of a runner, so you have to bear with me on these examples. Maybe I'm able to go 30 minutes most of the time, but I did my weight training prior to going out on a run today. And by the time I hit 20 minutes, I'm just freaking toast. Well, that was less effective training from a running standpoint because you used up some of your training energy prior to going out on the run. If you really want to be a good runner, prioritize your running when you're fresh, get a high performance on that, and then you can supplement with your weight training either after or later in the day. Same thing if you're trying to improve your speed, like somebody who's doing a 5K is not just improving the amount of time they can run, but they want to be able to run faster over the course of that 5K. So they may be doing some sprint work or some lactate threshold work. And in order to do that appropriately and get the changes from it, you have to be able to push your intensity at a high enough speed so that the body basically says, oh my God, this workout kicked my butt going at these speeds. I need to upgrade my systems for being able to do this and come back better the next day. And if you weight trained before you go to do this speed work, your muscles are going to be tired. They're going to be dead. You're probably just not going to be able to push that intensity threshold, and therefore your training becomes less productive. So to summarize that portion of it, you always want to prioritize for your goal. And this happened to me in my life. I have anecdotal evidence of this. When I was a freshman in college, when I was a freshman in college, I was running track at Marquette University. I was a high jumper. And we used to have weight training at 7 a.m. First off, to a college student, 7 a.m. feels like 3 a.m. It felt like death trying to get out of bed. I was like, oh my God, the sun's just rising. I'm like, you know, what is this, the freaking army? And I always thought that because ROTC was already running by me on my way to the gym. But I would go in, I would hit these hard weight sessions for an hour at 7 a.m, and then I wouldn't have my track practice until 3 p.m., 4 p.m. And by the time I got out there, and this is college, right? I got all the food I can eat. I'm taking naps, everything. I always felt tired when I went to my actual high jump sessions. I never felt like I was as explosive as I could be, as fresh as I could be. You know, whether that was just, you know, affecting my performance or even affecting my mental performance. Oh, I don't feel, my legs are heavy. I don't feel like I can jump as high. I don't feel like I can run as fast. It had an effect, that I didn't even really realize at the time because I wasn't asking questions. I just thought that this is the way that people do this. Then my sophomore year, we changed coaches and he recognized that this was probably not the best for us to perform in short distance power movements like jumps. And so he put our weight training after practice. And two things happened. One, my performance in practice went up, which was highly motivating mentally, but also it was just more highly effective from a physiological standpoint because of the reasons we just talked about. Also, then I was actually like warmed up a little bit more for my weight training when I went to it. And I knew that I could send it because I was going to get a full day's rest and a full day's sleep before my next practice. I could actually push it. I wasn't feeling like I had to conserve my energy for my jumping later that day. I could push it harder. And so I enjoyed that so much more. And so some of it is, hey, what are you doing correctly from a physiological standpoint? And some of it is, well, what do you enjoy more? And what do you feel like you're getting more productive training sessions from? So you can play with this, but I highly recommend you always prioritize your main goal. Now the question comes to, well, what if we put this in the context of weight loss? Because that's where the question really comes for most people is, if I want to lose weight, should I do cardio before weights or weights before cardio? And the answer is, it doesn't freaking matter, you know, because weight loss is not dependent on you doing cardio or you doing weights. Like, it's like, we know this now, right? Like, nobody loses weight any faster just doing cardio and doing no weights. Nobody loses weight any faster just doing weights and doing no cardio. And you don't get any added benefit from doing a hybrid model where you do both, because weight loss, fat loss is dependent on you eating less than you burn any given day. And we know that if you spend 30 minutes lifting weights and you spend 30 minutes running, obviously it's a little bit different based on intensity, but those largely are going to give you a similar calorie burn. And so it really doesn't matter which one you do. You should pick the one that you like. And if you feel better doing both, then do both. But if you like lifting weights, lift weights for the hour. If you like running, run for the hour, because no matter what, no matter how much training you're doing, no matter what type of training you're doing, if you are not lowering your food intake low enough so that you are burning more calories than you eat, you are just not going to lose weight. And this is why we coach our members in the gym to make sure that they treat training and weight loss as separate things. When we come into the gym, we are not there to train fat away. When you go out on a run, you are not there to run the fat off. You don't want to have that mentality. You want to think about performance in those because it's just easier and it's better to see the progress. So when people come into weight train, they're there to train intensely enough to improve their strength or their muscle mass. And then we want them to treat their fat loss goals with nutrition, right? It's easier to take food off your plate than to work out for an additional hour to make up for the Dairy Queen that you ate. And it's just easier to separate those two things in your mind. And so to summarize, is it better for me to do weights or cardio first if I'm somebody who likes to go into the local 24/7 gym, the Planet Fitness? I like to walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes because it makes me feel good. It makes me sweat. But I also like to do my weight training. You know, if you don't have any overarching goals and you just want to be fit and you want to make sure you're moving better, well, then it doesn't matter what you do. I highly recommend you pick a specific goal so you can see progress. But if you want to gain strength and muscle mass, prioritize that before you do your cardio. If you want to improve your cardiovascular endurance or something specific like a rower or on running, or if you are training for a 5K or 10K, then prioritize that skill and that cardio and endurance training over your weight training and look at it as supplemental. And if you're training for, or if your major goal is I'm just working out so that I can lose weight, then it doesn't matter which one you do, because no matter what, you should be focused on your nutrition more than the actual training. You should still train, but it is true, as they say, that it's really hard to out-train a bad diet. And there's no such thing as a bad diet. It's just a diet with too much food in it. If you peel back those calories a little bit, you start to take some of that food off your plate, you're going to lose fat a lot faster than trying to spend hours in the gym. Guys, hopefully this was helpful for you. Remember, doesn't matter what you do, just know what your goals are and the rest will follow. And it becomes much easier if you can define what your specific goals are and what you're trying to do with your damn life. If you guys want more information about these things, you want to find the video versions of this, or you just want to find all the other topics that we cover, because I think this stuff is useful, it has made my training way more effective over time, then you can find us at Strength101 on Instagram, at Strength101 on Facebook now, right? At Strength101 on Instagram, at Strength101 on YouTube, and at Strength101 podcast, correct, on TikTok. So reach out to us if you have suggestions for what we should talk about next. I would love to hear that too, because I'll talk all day, but if you give me direction, at least it's useful for you. That's Strength101. Peace out.